This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Summer now being semi-officially upon us, thoughts naturally turn to beaches, surf and sand, and people, lots and lots of people on the same not always big strip of sand, I might add. Some beach towns are trying to ease that congestion, banning things like tents and barbecues. Rehoboth Beach, Delaware is one of them. And while the restrictions might please beachgoers, it's frustrating for business owners who worry tourists could take their gear and their wallets elsewhere. Delaware Public Media's James Morrison has that one.
The coastal town of Rehoboth Beach attracts 7 million visitors a year, mostly in summer. It's only a couple hours away from both Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, so it's a great getaway for people on the East Coast. As visitors crowd this one-mile stretch of beach each summer, stories like this one from local Mae Truman have become increasingly common. She was on the beach a couple years back when things started to get crowded.
There's a lady next to us, and she had an area and all, but she could see the beach, a nice view of the beach and everything. A family came in, and they squeezed in like a foot away from her, and they put a tent up right in front of her and her family.
And things get pretty hot on the beach when you block someone's view. The beach patrol has had to break up numerous fights in recent years because of people using tents. And Rehoboth Beach Chamber of Commerce President Carol Everhart has started receiving complaints from visitors.
They came to relax, view the ocean, spread out their blanket, and with all of the equipment that was coming into the beach, they just couldn't do that.
The chamber estimates tourists spend, on average, $150 a day in Rehoboth. So Everhart worked with the city council to pass an ordinance that bans tents, canopies, and barbecues on the beach starting this summer. It's nearly identical to restrictions passed by Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Anything that's negative that they'd say no to will drive people away. There's other beaches.
Jay Levy manages the Tidal Ray 5 and Dime on the boardwalk. It's one of those places that sells beach chairs and kitschy things like Batman shirts that actually say Buttman. He thinks the city council's hurting his business by overregulating the beach.
They listen to too much of the whining. This one whines, that one whines. Shut up and be happy that you have all these people coming down here, these wonderful families from Pennsylvania, Washington, and all over. Don't ruin it with stupidity.
But other businesses in town see an opportunity. Melissa Williams runs Sensations about a block away from Levy's store. She's filling up canisters with umbrellas.
The one displayed in the window is just a 6-foot one.
Under this new ordinance, umbrellas are now the only shade game in town.
This one has a built-in anchor. It's right on the pole, which is really awesome because anchors are now part of the ordinance.
So you think that this year, since it is a new ordinance, people will come down to the beach with their canopies or tents and then realize they can't use them and then maybe come here and say, okay, I'm going to buy an umbrella now.
Yes, we even have the ordinance posted in the window for passersby.
Many business owners say it's too soon to know whether the tent ban will hurt sales, and most visitors like the idea of keeping tents off the beach. The barbecue ban, however, could be a tougher sell, at least judging by this response from Peter Reitzman of Baldwinsville, New York.
So I can understand why they're doing it, you know, for safety reasons, but I still think barbecuing is a tradition.
With this ordinance, cold cuts may be the new tradition. In Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, I'm James Morrison for Marketplace.